My particular case was based on the fact that the particular location for the oil well, 1353H, some people are calling it the Golden Gate Well because it's near the Golden Gate Estates, was less than a mile from the Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge. And in fact, it's on land that encompasses the primary zone of the Florida Panther. We've looked at the telemetry provided by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We know that the area is heavily used by Florida Panthers. There are female panthers that have been denning in and around the property where the drilling is going to take place. We tried many angles to get the federal and state agencies to really look carefully at what are the impacts of this oil well going to be on habitat. Not only is this Florida panther habitat, but it's also pristine wetlands. You've got a strand called Stumpy Strand that flows to the east and to the south of the oil pad. And that strand connects to the Florida Panther National Wildlife Refuge. It also flows under I-75 Alligator Alley into the Picayune Strand State Forest, which is the site of a multi-hundred million dollar Everglades restoration project.
So what happens now? The permit was granted. You guys, for lack of better terms, lost. What are your next steps?
Yeah, we lost one particular round. There's many, many rounds to this, and now it's on the federal level as well because the Department of Environmental, or the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, still has to permit a deep well injection well, and they also need to get a biological opinion on that. There's one important issue being lost in this discussion of this one well. Collier Resources owns 800,000 acres of mineral rights in southwest Florida. The trend, Sunnyland trend, runs from Fort Myers to Miami. They are leasing lots of that land right now. Lots of those mineral rights are being leased. So you've got a lot of public land just by this one company. You've got another company, Tocala. They've leased 103,000 acres north of the refuge, north of the preserve, for seismic testing. That means they're going to be dropping 8,000 holes in the ground, blasting dynamite in there to see what the seismic vibrations tell them about oil deposits, and that will be future oil wells. Another company, Burnett, has leased 230-something thousand acres inside the Big Cypress National Preserve for another seismic operation. With obviously, these people are not doing research. They're doing the seismic testing to figure out where the oil is.
What are some of the broader implications of projects like this, not necessarily this one specific Golden Gate drilling project?
There's a lot of ways to answer that. I mean, one, there's the physical impact on the land, on the wetlands, on the hydrology of the area from many wells. And I mean, I just talked about three different leases totaling out to somewhere around 450,000 acres. You can put a lot of oil wells on 450,000 acres. So physically, the broader implications is who knows how many oil wells and how many oil roads and oil pads are going to go into this very, very sensitive biodiverse area. You know, you're calling me while I'm doing a tour. I'm taking people from around the world out to the Everglades today. They're not here to see oil fields. I mean, the Everglades is world famous. The Everglades National Park is a World Heritage Site. It's a wetland of international importance. It's an international biosphere reserve. Look at the postcards that people book when they come to Florida. It's manatees. It's panthers. It's not oil fields.